The Eternal Power of God's Word. Today we're going to explore the profound truth encapsulated in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. This powerful declaration by Jesus reminds us of the eternal, unchanging nature of God's Word. In a world that is constantly changing, God's Word stands as a beacon of stability, truth, and hope. Let's examine this truth and understand its significance for our lives today. The enduring nature of God's Word. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. Jesus spoke these words to his disciples while discussing the end times and his second coming. He emphasized that while the physical world is transient, his words are eternal and unchanging. The Greek word used here for disappear is parakomai, which means to pass away or perish. In contrast, Jesus' words will never pass away, indicating their perpetual relevance and truth. The permanence of God's Word provides us with a foundation that remains unshaken despite the changing circumstances of life. This calls us to build our lives on the teachings of Jesus, knowing that they will endure forever. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. Imagine a lighthouse standing strong amidst a violent storm. The waves crash, the winds howl, but the lighthouse remains unmovable, guiding ships safely to shore. God's Word, it stands firm, guiding us through the storms of life. It was Billy Graham who once said, "The Word of God hidden in the heart is a stubborn voice to suppress." The unchanging truth of God's promises. Psalm 119, verse 89. Your eternal word, O Lord, stands firm in heaven. This verse, from the longest chapter in the Bible, underscores the eternal nature of God's word. The psalmist declares that God's word is firmly fixed in heaven, unaltered by time or circumstances. In a world where promises are often broken, God's promises remain steadfast and certain. The Hebrew word for stands firm is natzeb, implying something that is securely established and immovable. We can trust in God's promises, knowing that they will never fail. And Hebrews 13 verse 8 reminds us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Think of a mountain, majestic and immovable, standing the test of time. God's promises are like that mountain, steadfast and reliable, regardless of what happens around us. Charles Spurgeon said that God's promises are longer than life, broader than sin, deeper than the grave, and higher than the clouds. The life-giving power of God's Word. John chapter 6 verse 63. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Jesus speaks to his disciples about the life-giving power of his words. He contrasts the limitations of human effort with the transformative power of his words, which are infused with a spirit and bring life. The Greek word for life here is zoe, referring to the fullness of life that comes from God. By embracing and living out God's word, we experience this abundant life. It transforms us from the inside out, providing spiritual nourishment and growth. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 and 17. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Consider a seed planted in fertile soil. With water and sunlight, it grows into a thriving plant. And God's word, when planted in our hearts, nurtures our spiritual growth and brings forth the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. A.W. Tozer said, "The word of God well understood and religiously obeyed is the shortest route to spiritual perfection." The transformative power of God's word in community. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. The word of God not only transforms us individually, but also has a profound impact on our communities. The Apostle Paul encourages the Colossians to let the message of Christ dwell amongst them richly. He emphasizes the importance of teaching, counseling, and worshipping together. The Greek word for dwell is onoikio, meaning to inhabit or live within, indicating that God's word should permeate every aspect of our communal life. When we share God's word with each other, we build up the body of Christ. We encourage one another and edify one another. This mutual edification strengthens our faith and our unity as a community of believers. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly, as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Imagine a choir singing in perfect harmony. Each voice contributes to the beauty of the whole, creating a powerful and uplifting experience. When we live out God's word in community, we create a harmonious and vibrant body of believers that reflects Christ's love and truth. It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said, "The church is the church only when it exists for others, not dominating, but helping and serving. It must tell men of every calling what it means to live for Christ, to exist for others." In conclusion, Matthew 24:35 reminds us that God's word is eternal, unchanging, and life-giving. It endures forever, offering steadfast promises. It brings abundant life and transformation to our communities. Let's commit to grounding our lives in the unshakable truth of God's word. This week, spend time daily in God's word. Consider its truths and allow it to transform both your heart and your mind. And share its life-giving power with others, encouraging them to find hope and stability in God's eternal promises. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your word. Help us to treasure it, live by it, and share its truth with others. May your word guide us, sustain us, and transform us into the likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Let's go forth empowered by the eternal word of God to live lives that glorify him and reflect his unchanging truth.